A new report says more than 800,000 babies' lives could be saved every year if all women began breastfeeding within the first hour of giving birth. Save the Children calls breastfeeding one of the best ways to prevent malnutrition, a major killer of children under age 5. Save the Children CEO, Carolyn Miles, says it's vital to begin breastfeeding soon after a child is born.
Well, it's extremely critical because to get mothers to actually start breastfeeding can sometimes be the hardest part. And that first milk from mothers that contains something called colostrum is an incredibly nutritious form of breast milk, and it actually has a lot of immunity powers as well. And it really only happens in those first couple hours.
The report describes colostrum as a child's first immunization. But in some cultures, such as parts of Niger, there's a myth that colostrum is dangerous.
One of the biggest barriers that we found when we looked at this report to moms breastfeeding is a lot of these cultural beliefs, and one of them is that colostrum is in fact bad for babies. So in a lot of places around the world, the mothers actually throw it out, and it's the best thing that you could be giving to your babies. So a lot of this is about behavior change, and those are just old traditions that have been passed down and things that we're trying to change, obviously.
Many mothers believe their babies need to eat something besides breast milk. Miles says water, sugar water, and tea are not necessary.
Actually, babies don't need any of those things. To demonstrate this, we asked people to watch their animals, watch the fact that baby animals don't drink water, they just drink mother's milk. It's just the same with human babies. They don't need anything but breast milk.
There's another reason, she says, to start breastfeeding early.
The earlier moms start breastfeeding, the more likely they are to continue breastfeeding for the first 6 months, and that has tremendous health benefits for babies.
The head of Save the Children says another obstacle to breastfeeding is a shortage of healthcare workers in developing countries.
When I went and had my baby at the hospital, I had somebody helping me learn how to breastfeed. It's not the easiest thing in the world. It's very helpful to have somebody to help you learn how to do that. These health workers with basic knowledge are really important to help moms start breastfeeding and to keep breastfeeding.
The report, Superfood for Babies, recommends that every country should ensure a minimum maternity leave of at least 14 weeks. And when women do return to work, they should receive support so they can continue to breastfeed. Miles says an additional obstacle to breastfeeding is the lobbying practices of some companies that manufacture baby formulas. She says the International Code of Marketing Breast Milk Substitutes says companies cannot directly target their advertising campaigns to mothers, healthcare workers, or hospitals. She says great strides have been made in recent years in efforts to reduce child mortality. She says even more lives could be saved if many more women breastfed their babies. Joe DiCapua, VOA News, Washington.